Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Do you share your child's photographs, pictures, details, information? Do you share anything actually about their identity online, even just on your own social media accounts? Because sharenting seems to be becoming an increasingly important conversation. Katie Mack from the Opinions Matter podcast is with me here on Lunchtime Live today. Katie, do you share any of your children's pictures online?
Hi, Andrea.
How are you?
No, so I've never shared their faces. Now, there's probably been pictures where they might have been in the photo, but their faces wouldn't be. Like if, for example, like I was out for a coffee last week and I would have posted a picture of a coffee and ice cream. I was having an ice cream daughter date and I would have posted that, but my daughter wouldn't have been in the photo, but her little hand might have been in the background unintentionally.
Yeah, so it's not a photograph of her with like an emoji over it, we'll say, or, you know, a balloon or something on her face. It's literally just her hand in the picture.
Her hand is just in the picture, yeah. Like I'm probably guilty. I've probably done the sticker thing in the past, but it's not something I would regularly do. It's not something I would do a lot. I know people who do it quite regularly, and I kind of look at it and kind of like, what's the point? But I have to say, I have the utmost respect for celebrities who don't. I know there's a story of a celebrity who was saying that she won't even share her child's name. I can't remember who it was, but
it's Sheba New York, isn't it? The podcaster. She was talking about not sharing her daughter's name. I saw online in recent days,
yes,
as well.
That's who it was.
Yeah, and I wonder, will more and more people decide to do that?
Whatever about the names, like I just, the likes of Cheryl Cole, and then you've Anne Hathaway, and you know George Clooney, Ryan Gosling, they've all, Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell, they're celebrities who've all decided to keep their kids out of the limelight. I'm not saying, obviously, you know, I'm not comparing myself to anybody, to any famous people.
No, I know.
It's saying a lot when, you know, celebrities are even now saying like, well, actually, I'm going to keep my kids away. And you kind of have to respect the likes of those celebrities who actively decide to protect their kids from social media and to not let their privacy be invaded. Because it's just so dangerous that, like I told you before, I know kids around my local area just because their parents post them so regularly, even though I've never met these kids before.
Yeah, I know.
It's just it's so dangerous. It's just like, I just can't get into the mentality of parents, particularly parents. And look, we're all very proud of our kids as mothers and fathers, but when you're in the public eye, I actually have a friend who works in radio and I'd rip on him about it. He would share his kids on X and stuff like that. I'm like, why? Why would you do that? Do you know what I mean? Especially, and he would be quite well known in the radio industry and podcast industry. And I just can't get into the mindset of someone who does it.
Because you're concerned about what might happen if the photographs ended up
it's
in the wrong hands.
That, but if people, you don't know who's seeing it, first of all. And it's also an invasion of your child's privacy. And people online can be, you know yourself,
gosh,
people online can be
dopes.
Like, why put it out there for people to see? Like, and it's just, your kids are, they're only small for such a short period of time. Like, let them have, because when they grow up, it's going to be all phones and social media and Snapchat and everything else, whatever the new thing is by the time they get to whatever age. But like, it's just, they get such a short window where the internet and phones and that isn't in their lives. So I'm of the opinion, it's like giving your kid Coke or 7-Up. Why do it until you have to? Don't cross the bridge until you have to do it. Keep away from it as long as you can.
Jen Hogan, podcast host and journalist out of the Irish Times, Katie, is with us here on the line as well. Jen, do you believe in sharenting?
I'm much more careful now than I used to be. I'll be honest, in the past, I would have shared photographs of my children, probably without thinking. I think what's happened is now we have a bit, we're a lot more aware of maybe the dangers of the internet and the dangers of what can happen to pictures of our kids that we put out there. And in very ordinary, innocent situations of having a bit of crack with the family, I might have shared like elsewhere. And I think a lot of parents do that. I think most parents probably share with very strict privacy settings. I think you're talking your average everyday parent, they're sharing, if they are sharing online and they're sharing on social media platforms, it's within their very close-knit friend and contacts group that they know, and maybe even equated to the equivalent of sharing a photograph, an actual print photograph of yesteryear, but this is where we are now. I certainly am far more careful now and tend not to share images of my children anymore. Certainly not in an identifiable way, because as you go on, you learn more. You're aware of different dangers. I was always very conscious of not identifying location or schools or different things like that. It was always something I was conscious of in the past, but now I just choose not to share pictures anymore. But I do think we are a little bit hypocritical in Ireland, because I think there has been this big pushback against sharing things. I think it's this idea that, you know, it's not okay for influencers, and it's always influencers that we seem to go after. Sometimes quite small influencers or small Insta, maybe parents who are sharing bits, and often done with the best of intentions, when the idea that, you know, maybe they're helping another parent who might be going through the same thing, and which we tend to be very critical of them. And yet we rush to the store to buy magazines of celebs posing with their children, and we're very curious about that. So I do think we've a little bit of double standards going on. I think it's really important that we're aware of the danger.
Yeah, I think
we have double standards.
I wouldn't have thought it was double standards. I would have more thought it was that often people, I suppose, like that, as you say, who are influencers or who have a public profile, often their social media accounts are public. They aren't private. Yeah. So like, if I was to follow one of my friends, we'll say Mary, more likely than not, her Instagram account will be a private account. So it is only her hand-picked, you know, select family and friends that are seeing the pictures. But if you're somebody who has a public profile on Instagram, so you might as well just put the picture up, hang it in a pole outside the wall, you know, outside your business or outside your home. Like,
absolutely, I agree with you there. There is no comparison between Mary sharing it with her strict privacy settings and knowing who's able to view her photograph. There is absolutely no comparison between that and putting it out there for anyone and everyone to be able to lift that photograph. We all know about the dangers. We've seen what Grok was able to do there recently. We've seen all the potential harms that can come if we put photographs out there, and the lack of control that we have over them in the future. And I think that's something the parents need to be aware of, as well as other dangers about identifying their location, details about their age, birthdays, all this information that people can gather on them. There's that brilliant dad where the child is going up the escalator and people are commenting about your birthday or knowing different things that were going on in the child's life. We don't realise how much information we put out there when it's on a public platform. And that is something that I really do think our parents need to step back and look at. I suppose I'm kind of really talking about the magazines where you're...
I know what you mean, yeah. Hello, We're Okay, or some of those from years ago.
Yeah, and they're maybe circulated. Or even now, like I suppose Irish celebs, and maybe they're circulated online too, because, you know, there's that potential to do that now with publications having their own kind of platforms. So I think you're just so conscious of the different standards maybe that we keep people to. We keep your everyday, your Irish parent who's maybe an influencer. We maybe call out certain things there, but we don't look at maybe your Irish celebrity. Maybe it's only certain people who are allowed to share their children. I just kind of caution about that. But I completely agree, this idea of putting your kids out there and sharing all these details about them. You know, we have a responsibility to our kids. The digital footprint that we're creating, they cannot possibly consent to the information and the pictures that we're sharing and that we're putting out there about them. And we ourselves are learning all the time around the dangers, around the potential harms that can happen when we're just innocently sharing things. And if we put them out there in a very public way, anyone can see them, anyone can do anything they want to do with them. And people have all this information about your child, and your child's just trying to get on with being a kid.
Mightn't even know what's out there. Emails, lunchtimelivenewstalk.com. Jen Hogan, thanks a million, Jen, for joining us on the programme today. Katie, do you have your social media accounts? Are they on public or private?
They're private. So I would never post anything with my kids on X at all, because I just think X is a cesspit. I don't really use it. But with my Facebook and my Instagram would both be private,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I certainly wouldn't be posting them public.
No. Elaine Burke from the For Tech's Sake podcast is with us here, Katie and Jen in studio as well. Just to ask you about Katie's example, because I see a lot of that. Like, I see a lot of the photographs of, you know, the little hand on the ice cream or holding the baby Chino is another common one as well. But that's okay, Elaine, is it?
I'm going to add another dimension to this, and it's not to scare people or anything like that. It's just food for thought, essentially. But the idea of posting privately, and it's quite interesting. This is a question that came up for me at a teen event hosted by Webwise, and it was one of the teenagers who asked me about, say, if you're sharing to stories or you have a private account, how private is that? And essentially, you are still sharing that information with the company that owns the platform. And your stories, which are the temporary 24-hour posts on Instagram, you know yourself as a user, you can still access them in your archive. So they do still exist in a database that is owned by Meta, if it's Instagram, or, you know, you might be using other platforms to do these kind of temporal story sharing. But like, there still is a collection of data happening there. And also, this happened quite recently with Instagram. A lot of people might have signed up to, maybe not even read what they were signing up to when this was presented to them, the opportunity for Instagram to have access to your camera roll. So the photos that are stored on your phone, whether they're posted to Instagram or not, you may have given Instagram access to that. And you do check your settings to see if you've done this, because you can turn it
off.
Sorry,
hang on a second. So often, you know, if you've changed your password or you've got locked out of your account and you set it up and you go then to share a photograph on social media, particularly on Instagram, when you mentioned it, it will say allow access to all photos or just your library or a certain number of pictures. So if you have clicked all photos, that means they
your whole camera roll, everything stored
on
your
phone. Even if I've never shared these pictures ever to Instagram.
Exactly.
Gosh.
And the reason why, I suppose, the motivation for Meta trying to access those photos is kind of to do with what they're trying to do with AI. They're trying to maybe sometimes suggest things that you can post. It might actually create a reel for you based on a certain day. Like, have analysed your photographs, noticed that you had like a holiday or something like that, and group those photos together. They can do facial recognition. And this is actually kind of creepy, I find. They can do facial recognition that is so good that you could get a montage of your child growing up from babyhood into adolescence, and that it will accurately be able to select each of those stages of their life. And like, they do this to some cutesy music and it's nice memory for you, but it creeps me out every time I see these videos because of the accuracy of that facial detection. They can identify your child.
Scared the life out of you, wouldn't it? Katie, you're listening to Elaine there. I mean, it'd scare the life out of you, wouldn't it?
That would scare you. Yeah, that's terrifying, because God knows what people have on their phones. Do you know what I mean? I never knew that. That's shocking. That's obviously something I'm going to check.
What about you, Lucy? Actually, 1800 453 106 is the number. Lucy is with us on the line as well. How do you feel about sharing, Lucy?
Well, my kids are a bit older, so when I would have started sharing very privately, so my settings have always been private from when I first started using Facebook back in 2006, 2005. So they've always been on private. I actually knew about the Instagram thing, so there is a way to just do it only this time. But I generally save them onto my computer and upload them from there, so it never has access to my phone.
So the this time only is the way, Lucy. That's how you try and get around that. Yeah.
And they're older now, and they post a certain amount of stuff. They're much more savvy. I don't post as much anymore, generally because I ask their permission.
I was going to ask you that. Yeah, would you ever have asked them, Lucy? You do, yeah.
Oh, I do ask them. Yeah, yeah. They're all older now. Mm. I have to ask their permission.
And what did they say out of curiosity?
Small, it wasn't as big. Pardon me?
What did they say out of curiosity when you ask them? Can you share?
It depends which child.
Right.
The 15-year-old, don't you dare post that, mother.
Yeah. I can only imagine. But I think a lot of people, Elaine, like that, you know, sort of understood that maybe the private account means private to just my family and my close friends, particularly if I'd set it up a number of years ago.
Yeah, you just have to understand that there is a mediator in that process, and it is the company running the platform, and you are often giving them more access than maybe you've realised. So it's always worth checking your privacy settings. If you really, really want things to be more strictly private, there are some options out there. Like I said, you can stop Instagram in particular from accessing your entire camera roll. It does make it a tiny, tiny bit more burdensome when you're posting pictures, because you have to manually give access to the images that you want or videos that you want to post. But I also think that can be good. Adding a little bit of friction to this process it's kind of like what we advise in cybersecurity all the time, like don't act quickly. What we advise in like e-commerce, if you have a problem with shopping online, is don't act quickly. So putting a bit of friction in these processes helps you to take a little moment to pause and think, John, I might actually not share this image. And even like when we're talking about sharing messages and direct messages and stuff like that, then if my settings on WhatsApp mean that I download every image, I have images of your kid on my phone, and that's from a private family chat maybe, and my phone could get compromised. So you have to just consider that every time you share, you are opening up the kind of risk landscape for access to those images, if we're thinking in terms of like cybersecurity and privacy.
And also as well, I mean, we were only talking about this in recent months with yourself and Jess Kelly about like what happens when these pictures get into the wrong hands, and Grok and all of the different social media apps that people have access to.
Yeah, and as well as that, I mean, that is absolutely, like, there's worst case scenarios that we can talk about, and I think everyone that you've been speaking to today is quite aware of them. Yeah. and wary of them. But there's other things as well. Like, I find something that's kind of unsettling as well, that the more day-to-day aspects of the internet is companies trying to sell you stuff, mm-hmm. is the lifeblood of the whole system. And the more information they have on you, the more targeted that becomes. And being able to build profiles on people from the day they were born is quite valuable to these companies as well. And there's something, again, that I find a bit unsettling about that, and it might make you think twice about what you share.
Absolutely. Helene Burke from the For Tech's Sake podcast, Katie Mack there from the Opinions Matter podcast, Jen Hogan, Irish Times journalist. Lucy, thanks a million for getting in touch. Email, as always, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan, weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.